I don't feel there's much more of a powerful way to express yourself than there is through music and get across, you know, your ideas, and it shouldn't be polished, you know. You should be able to be raw and aggressive.
And Amy Levere, a small speaking voice, makes bold music, and it's played on a bass about as big as her range and sound. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. Between her role as Wanda Jackson in Walk the Line and a side job giving tours of Sun Studios, you might have seen Amy Levere more than heard her in the past couple of years. But that world of classic country and rock and roll is only part of her musical history, having fronted a punk band as a teenager. Leaving that singing style in the past, Amy's now based in Memphis and embracing the soulful side of her southern roots, creating a sound she calls classic country, gypsy, jazz thing. But the edge is still there, and working with a legendary producer on her latest album brought it right out. The record's called Anchors and Anvils, and I spoke with Amy about getting the chance to work with the late, great Jim Dickinson and deciding on the bass as her instrument of choice.
I've come from a musical family, and my dad played drums, my mom played guitar, and of course I went to the guitar, and I know some cowboy chords, and so I was a hack on the acoustic for a couple of years. And I moved to Nashville briefly for a job, and while I was living there, I moved into a house where a lot of musicians rent rooms, and there were actually two upright bass players that lived in the house. And I really just picked it up goofing off one afternoon, and I really had a natural ability at it. I didn't realize that it was supposed to be hard, I guess. And so the other two upright players were really encouraging. They're like, Amy, you really have a knack for it. You should really learn to play. So I got a lot of, you know, advice and help from them over the year that I lived there in learning to play it. And I just fell in love with it. It's one note at a time. It's fun to dance and play with. And I just love it.
Sitting in a kitchen at night, she listened to her washing machine, just wishing that she could leave, but there were so many loads to clean. She could hear it in her head sometimes, like the change she'd been saving in a jar. Chickens on the front porch swing, a creaking like steps in the dark.
Jim Dickinson worked on your record. I think that's a name, I think to most music fans, you don't always know a lot of producers' names, but like if you know like three producers' names, Jim Dickinson is one of them.
That's right.
What drew you to Jim Dickinson to work on this project?
Well, like you said, you know, many musicians are very familiar with Jim Dickinson and his credits, and I've just got lucky enough to be playing with Paul. Paul Taylor is on the drums, and Paul played with the North Mississippi All-Stars, which of course are Luther and Cody, Jim's sons. So Paul was kind of my foot in the door with playing bass, backing up Jim in some of his shows. So after getting to know him a bit, I drummed up the courage to ask him to produce the project, and I think he genuinely was excited to do it, and we had a really great experience.
Yeah, it all started about a week ago, when my lover told me, he said, well, baby, you gotta go. I heard a backbeat, that weird, weird beat, everywhere I put my was the beat of sorrow.
Amy Levere and her band performing That Beat live at the FUV studios. Sarah Wardrop produced today's Take 5, and to hear the complete session and more, visit WFUV.org.